Tonight on TMSPM, this Twitch keeps twitching.
Bayo.
Yeah, Bayo.
Bayo. I forgot how to pronounce that. It's been so long. It says he got attacked by a lady.
He sure did. Rah, blah, blah, blah. Rogue One, right for your kids?
Canada has a car licker.
Spiders are gross.
App time.
Your Twitter questions and more on this episode of TMSPM.
This is the morning stream, but it's not in the morning, it's at night.
TMS PM.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to TMS PM. It is the PM edition of the podcast because you support us at patreon.com/TMS. Huge thanks to everybody who does that. It's me, Scott sure. Johnson, and him, Brian Ibbett. Hi, Brian.
Hi. Well, hi in the PM.
You're getting ready to go to a movie later.
Whee! We both are. Yeah, we're T-minus 3.5 hours until the first ever Star Wars movie to not feature C-3PO and R2-D2.
Oh my gosh, I hadn't considered that.
Yeah,
are there no references at all? Do we know?
Well, yeah, come on. I don't want to know if there are.
I don't want
to. I want to be surprised. I want to be surprised if all of a sudden Anthony Daniels appears and says, oh, hello.
I don't want him to, though.
Somebody left me on Tatooine.
They have their movies. Go over there and be in your movies. Let Andy Tudyk be his movie now. Let him be
That's
the robot
right.
now.
I hear he steals the show, too.
I have also heard that, which makes me very exciting. All right, well.
Which you'd expect from a man with Tudyks.
In fact, Randy Rayner of the Christian Science Monitor says K2SO has the best lines in the movie.
Is that a K2SO? I guess it's not. There's no, you can't really.
It's K-2SO.
K2SO. Is what I'm reading. I guess that works.
Does that work? I don't know. K2SO.
Yeah. It sounds like probably not going to call him SO for short, like 3PO, you know?
No, if you do, you're dumb and lame and don't come talking to me.
An R2?
Yeah.
Is that an R2? No, that's a K2SO unit.
He's like, oh, don't even say it out loud. All right. Hey, so that's happening. That's something we'll report on sure. Monday. We won't fill people full of spoilers or anything.
No. We'll just say it's great or it sucks. Save your money.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a prediction as to whether it will be great or suck?
I'm just based on all the chatter I'm hearing already and a lot of people who aren't official movie reviewers, just people we know, people we're connected to on Twitter who are saying you're going to love it. Mm. I think we're going to love it.
Okay. I think it's a pretty small chance that I'd hate it.
Yeah.
I think a really big chance I'm going to love it, and there's a tiny chance I'll be okay with it. But right. I think the love it part is where it's coming from. And I'm going to be unabashed fanboy. I don't care. These movies are made for us, man. I'm 8 years old again. Let's do this. One more year. Let's do it again. Then they'll do it again. Let's do it for the rest of my life.
Exactly. For the rest of my damn life. And I'm all in. I'm wearing my Scott Johnson designed t-shirt here.
Look at that.
The Cantina Band.
Yep.
I've got one sock that's a Han Solo, one sock that's a Boba Fett.
Mm-hmm.
And I make them fight.
And one that you wear on your wiener like Anthony Kiedis.
Sadly, that one looks like BB-8.
Oh, that's a good one. Gross. Anyway, they don't do that anymore, right? The Chili Peppers, they don't wear wiener socks anymore?
I have no idea. I've never been to a Red Hot Chili Peppers concert.
Mm. I just remember posters where they had wiener socks.
Wait, they might have been at one of the Lollapaloozas.
Well, they were at a few of those, right? Weren't they?
I don't know if they were at the ones that I went to. No, I don't think I ever saw them. They were on the t-shirt, but I think that they did not do the Denver leg.
So the sock, they had the sock on the wiener in the t-shirt, right?
The sock on the wiener in the t-shirt.
Didn't they have a t-shirt? They had a drawing, or they had art, not art, but a photo of the four of them walking Beatles style, naked except for wiener socks, right?
There was a t-shirt that was like that. Yeah, the Lollapalooza t-shirt I had just had the redder, that circular logo that kind of looks like the Empire.
Have you been to all of the, so there was Lollapalooza, there was Ozfest.
Never been to Ozfest.
Never went to Ozfest.
No.
Did you go?
I've only been to two Lollapaloozas, so don't even, you know.
Have you been to
even think that I'm some sort of festival hound.
Have you been to Band-Aid? No?
Oh, come on now. No. Band-Aid? You mean Live Aid?
Or Live Aid, not Band-Aid.
I was neither at the London nor the Philadelphia Where was the American Live Aid? It wasn't New York. It wasn't L.A.
Well, where's the one they do every year still? Farm Aid is what I'm thinking of.
A Farm Aid. No, I've never been to Farm Aid. Although Dave Michael has invited me a couple times.
Oh, he's invited you? I didn't know that.
Well, maybe it wasn't as much an invite as you should go.
Oh, I see. Because that's a pretty good mix of like old and new and genres and stuff.
Yeah, you get your Mellencamp, but you've also got your Jayhawks or
Willie Nelson. He's just John Mellencamp now, right?
Right.
No Cougar in there.
No more Cougar.
Ever since Cougar became associated with horny 40-year-old women, he took it out.
Johnny Cougar.
All right. Well, yeah, I've got a little thing for everybody, and those watching already know this if you're watching us live. Here's the short story.
Okay.
Way back in the day, we used to use Justin TV. Justin TV spawned Twitch. The two were separate, but they closed down Justin TV, and I kept streaming on Twitch, this show and all my shows, not just game shows, but other shows that had nothing to do with gaming. Mm-hmm. And they tried to shut us down in the middle of a live TMS once. Remember that? I don't know if you were there. Right. So they shut us down, and then they said why, and then I said, whoa, wait, what? And then somebody got in trouble for shutting us down, and they said, oh, we'll let it slide, and they let it slide. Then we did that for a long time, and then I heard internally, it's probably not good that you're doing that still. And I said, okay, great. So I stopped doing it.
And really?
Yeah, they did. So I finally, that's why we stopped doing it. We started, and I kept doing the instance there. I kept doing Core there. I kept doing my gaming shows there.
Because they were gaming shows.
Yeah, but I moved everything else over. I've been using Diamond Club TV or .TV, and I've been using YouTube where we needed to or whatever. Never went with Hangouts because they suck. So all of that being said, I have been in the last couple of weeks, and I had no idea this was coming today. In the last couple of weeks, I've been ramping up my plans for Twitch. Just in general, like I'm going to game more. I'm going to do more creative on there because they're letting artists do stuff on there. So I was just going to bump it up. I want to try to get partnered on there. I want to do all the things you do. I want to make Twitch my slave girl. That's awful. That's
you
terrible.
Almost said Twitch my bitch.
Oh, I almost did. Twitch my bitch.
I want to make Twitch my bitch.
Bitch.tv. And so I said, that's what I'm going to do. And I've been working toward it. And I've had these plans. I got ideas. I got a schedule worked out. I got all this stuff. And then today, unbeknownst to me, Twitch announces that they're opening the platform back up to things that aren't gaming related. So talk shows count. We can come back.
There was no tease about this or anything. Did they just kind of silently do this?
No, there was news. I mean, it broke like news today, but there was no hints or leaks before this.
Wow.
So I kind of had a feeling for a couple of years that maybe they'd have to, because they're going to get big enough. Amazon bought them out. It seems like the money's there, you know, like they might get back around to doing it and compete more directly with YouTube. But they just came out of nowhere today. I saw it on TechCrunch is where I first saw it. And I was like, no freaking way. So what we are doing, Jeannie, just hold on. I'll talk to you, okay? We'll have a conversation. We're going to work out how this is going to be great for you, because the mod tools have vastly improved. Plus, I can put mods and stuff in here that will make it easier for her and others like her to do a way better modding job. But we're going to move everything back over to Twitch. That means TMS, Current Geek, anything that you could not get that way before. Now we will have one place for it all. That will be, and the new address is awesome. It's frogpants.com/Twitch or twitch.tv/frogpants. It's all frogpants. Underscore Scott. None of that. I got the name changed. Don't call me and ask me how I did it. I might've had somebody show me how, maybe they helped me out. It's not like a feature. Okay. So don't, you know, again, it's just, I got lucky with that, but I got the name I wanted. Somebody had been squatting on that for years and never did anything with it. So now I have it. So it's good. It's all good. And it means lots of new potential. There's going to be a lot more stuff, a lot more scheduled stuff. The only show I think we probably won't be streaming on it, and maybe that'll change too, but FilmSack's the only one we really kind of just do on our own as more of a podcast-focused podcast, right?
Right.
But who knows? Time will tell. Anyway, hi.
That's interesting.
Welcome.
Yeah, we've never even... I mean, I think we probably brushed with the idea of streaming FilmSack, but it's always been like... Oh yeah, like we need one more thing to make the make Skype creak under under the floorboards.
Well, part of it, but also all of it was, or part of it was just me saying, "Well, let's have one show where we're not on a stage while we're doing it." you know?
Oh, that's true. We don't have like a chat room distracting us and saying, no, you got it wrong. Max von Sydow was in.
Yeah. And that just is, we have all the other shows to do that with. So this seemed like a place that we didn't have to do it.
Right.
And we'll probably keep it that way. But anyway, lots of new things, lots of artwork, lots of stuff, lots of games, lots of stuff. So check it out, frogpants.com/Twitch or twitch.tv/frogpants. Either one will get you there.
Nice.
And many of you are there right now. And some of you are probably on the old link going, where the hell's the show? I can't find nothing.
Oh, do you still have it at frogpants.com/live? Do you have the redirect?
I have right now that's a working thing.
Okay.
But it takes people, it gives them the old Twitch embed that is not the current one with the new name. So I have to fix that.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
So if you go there, just click on the little Twitch header, go to Twitch, go to twitch.tv/frogpants. It's a little confusing, but don't worry. We'll get through this. It's just a little bit of weeds before we pop out on the Garden of Eden on the other side, okay? Imagine, Brian, you're the coffee bean on the floor of the forest. You're the civet cat has swallowed you. You're getting pushed through the system. Eventually, that civet cat's going to crap you out again, and then it's going to be the finest coffee you ever had.
Wow. All right.
That's
cool.
How we need to look at this.
Excellent. Right. Okay.
That's all I got for that. What else? Is that it? Yeah, that's it. Let's do this. Whoops, that's not it.
Radio today is different. Powerful networks span the nation from coast to coast. Shortwave radio girdles the globe.
The evening news is not brought to you by anyone. Unless you have something you'd like to promote,
it's
Brian.
It's brought to, excuse me. Well, no, I talked about it earlier.
Oh.
It's brought to you by giving it away, giving it away, giving it away now.
How ironic, then, it is that we just spoke about the Chili Peppers and their wiener socks.
Right, that's my connection. That's the little segue.
Yeah, because now we have a story about it. Mm-hmm. Scott Baio, you know him as Chachi.
Or Charles.
Or Rob, comma, Bob, blah, blah. Or Charles, who was in charge at one point.
That's right, Charles of the in charges.
He's gone on the record this year as being a huge supporter of Donald Trump, got on stage and stuff. Yeah. And he says the drummer, Chad Smith, of the Red Hot Chili Peppers, his wife assaulted Scott Baio. And he says he
didn't even know Chad Smith was married. I mean, nope. this is all, I'm learning just a lot just from this one little bit.
This is all fresh and new right off the cart.
Right.
Chad Smith's wife assaulted him over Trump support is what he is claiming. He said, let's see, he said he was physically assaulted at a children's event Saturday because of his support of President-elect Donald Trump. Now, by children's event, what are we talking about there? What does that mean?
He happened to sneak into one of those all you want to do trampoline places, and he was bouncing around.
Hey, what can I get here? All you want to do?
He was at a child's birthday party performing his one-man Charles in Charge stage show.
Oh, my gosh. What's that other guy's name that used to be on the show with him, the curly hair?
Willie Ames, but I can't remember the character's name.
That's right, Willie Ames.
I never saw a single episode of that, so go ahead and cue that up for a future film sack.
Yeah, I've never seen much of it, but bits and pieces, so I kind of know enough. That he was just basically like was a live-in babysitter for a bunch of kids.
All I know that he was in charge of our days and our nights.
And our nights, right.
And occasionally our wrongs and our rights.
Well, now he's in charge. Not of me, but of his own wrongs.
That's right, of a children's event, apparently.
He said he was at this event with his young daughter in Thousand Oaks, California, when Mr. Smith's wife, Nancy Mack, that's a cool name, started cursing and berating him, law enforcement told TMZ. Scott Baio and Mrs. Mack, a vocal critic of Mr. Trump, asked how he could support the president-elect after his grabbed them by the beep comment that leaked in the 2005 video. Mr. Baio told officers she loudly repeated the offensive line several times in the presence of children. The Happy Day star.
that's going back.
How long did that end? How far back is that? That's got to be.
Well, because he wasn't even, I mean, he came in.
He was late.
He was the cousin, cousin Oliver. Excuse me. Scott Baio chokes me up. He was the cousin Oliver of that show.
Yeah, he totally was. And he came in late for sure. Chachi and Joni, I think.
Joni was around. Joni was always Richie's little sister. But
Wait a minute. No. I thought she was like Ralph Mouth's sister or something.
No. She was Joni Cunningham. Let's see here.
Who was Donnie Most? Which guy was that?
He was Ralph Mouth.
Okay, he was Ralph. He apparently still hangs out with Ron Howard and their friends still. those two guys. Yeah, I heard the interview on Mark Maron's interview with Ron Howard. He said that him and Donnie Moe still hang out.
Well, it's kind of sad, isn't it?
They have lunch all the time.
A little bit.
Well, I guess he does some cool things now. He's just not in Hollywood. So he's like involved in some other who knows what.
So Chachi joined the cast in 1977, so in the fourth season, and stayed with it until the bitter end in 1984.
Okay, so it's 84.
After I think even Ron Howard escaped.
Yeah. Well, see, I just think it's a little sad that you're referred to as the star of a show that ended in 84. You should be said as the star who was in Charles in Charge, which ended in like 88 or something.
Right, or Joni Loves Chachi. I mean, he was a legitimate star of that show.
Yeah,
he was
into
in
it.
The title name of the show.
Chachi is Korean for penis.
Yeah, poor Joni.
Oh.
Apparently he's in a new show called, I'm sorry. Apparently his most recent show is something called See Dad Run.
Oh, is that a reality show or something?
No, it looks like a...
Because he had some Scott Baio reality show for a bit, didn't he?
It was a Nickelodeon deal.
Oh, well, really?
An actor becomes a stay-at-home father so his wife can pursue her career. Oh, maybe it is a reality show.
Might
just
be.
Kidding. He played a guy named David Hobbs. So maybe based on real life.
The Happy Days star reportedly told police that he asked his Mrs. Mack to stop, but she got louder and more physical. Mr. Baio and Mrs. Mack said Mrs. Mack grabbed him under the arms and shook him and then pushed him. Sources close to Mrs. Mack told TMZ she was just trying to show Mr. Baio how Mr. Trump hugs women and didn't mean to attack him.
Let me show you how Mr. Trump hugs women.
Polar wiener.
Oh, this story. I'm certainly not defending what Nancy Mack did talking about that in front of a bunch of kids at a kids event. Not the place for that, but...
Sounds like drummer wife, though. What do you think?
Totally drummer wife.
I'm just saying, I don't know that I don't want to make broad statements about the wives of drummers, but they've seen the rock and roll lifestyle. They're used to yelling at authority, and they're used
to...
Okay, so
not even specific to drummers. Like, she sounds like a rock and roller wife.
Yeah, it's like...
Okay, good.
It's like Courtney Hole getting out there and doing stuff, right? Or Courtney Love, sorry.
Courtney Love, that's all right. It's,
I can't just think of her band, Hole.
Yeah.
It's an awful name for a band.
Yeah.
It just sounds... Anyway, whatever.
I don't think that they were going for something that... was, politically correct or appropriate or...
Yeah, or at all.
We should call ourselves... Let's call ourselves Hall.
Can you give me heroin?
You gonna finish that?
You done with that spoon? So, anyway,
I was in a movie with Woody Harrelson.
For a hot minute. She was good in that, too.
She was really good in that.
But she was good in the one with Jim Carrey, the Man in the Moon one. And she was good in, there was one other thing I saw her in. She was really great. Super talented. Mm-hmm. What's she doing now?
She's got talent.
Yeah, there you go. Canadians have been warned about a car licking moose.
Uh-oh.
Officials
hey,
in Canada.
Rocky.
Watch me lick the back of this car. Lifting up my sleeve.
That Mazda never works.
Nothing in the hatchback.
Presto. That's great. Presto. Don't know my own strength.
Hey, Mikey, how many licks do you think it'll take to get to the center of this Volkswagen?
One, two, three. Three.
Okay, I'll let you get to the
heart. It's fine. Let's see. Officials in Western Canada are warning motorists not to interact with moose if they see one of the animals out licking salt off their cars. The alert issued by the province of Alberta's government said that the moose are approaching vehicles in parks near two trails in Peter Lougheed Provincial Park, and warns people not to push the animals away or approach them on foot. It advises that the recommended moose viewing distance of 30 meters.
That's the MVD. Yep.
30 meters or 100 feet for those who still don't know what a meter is. And any car licking creatures should be deterred by either sounding a horn or using a remote door alarm instead. Adult moose can weigh more than 1,000 pounds and or kilograms, 453 if you'd like those. So shoving one is unlikely to be effective. The animal can become very aggressive and charge people or vehicles if they feel threatened. So don't go bug and salt licking cow creatures.
We have audio actually of the of one of these events. Yeah, I think let's play this right here. Okay. Beep beep beep. Sorry. Beep 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 beep. Sorry.
Sorry. I'm sure you're really nice. You seem like a nice moose. Sorry. What an odd thing this is to even know about.
All right. I'm glad we now know the.
There's your horn. Sorry. I wish my horn sounded.
Meep.
I wish my car sounded like that.
Meep. Meep. I'm glad now, though, we know the moose viewing distance.
Yeah.
The officially sanctioned by the Canadian government moose viewing distance.
30 meters. Stay back.
30 meters.
Stay back, everybody. What do we got here? Ooh,
nothing to see here.
A new spider's been found.
Oh, cool.
It's a new spider species. It resembles the Harry Potter sorting hat.
Oh, God.
Now, it sounds weird.
Oh, look at that
thing. This is for real. So I'm going to bring this. I don't know when that's doing that. Hold on.
Moving to another planet. See ya.
There it is. Yeah, that's a big nope. Look at that thing. Blech. That is so gross.
Can I paste? Oh, this is an interesting thing. Can I paste an image into IRC? Ooh, still works for me in IRC. Probably doesn't work actually on Twitch chat as far as like showing the image. But
yeah, it says deleted link. Although we probably could give you rights to post links. See, that's another thing we got to figure out.
Oh, wow.
But we can do that. We can totally do that.
We'll figure that out. But
anyway, this spider is gross. That's super sick. Oh, I guess I could do it. Let me put it in there. Can I do it? Let me try it. Sorry, we're learning as we go. Yeah, there it is. You guys can look at mine. Oh, and
okay. Yeah, that thing's.
That's nasty, dude.
That's a freaky abdomen.
Yeah, it's freaky. I don't like it.
No.
J.K. Rowling would be would be thrilled.
I do like the fact that the name of it actually sounds like a spell that Harry would cast. The Areovixia Gryffindori.
Yep, big time. Measuring 7 millimeters in length. That's huge. Closely resembles the magical artifact of the series. Spider takes in the name Godric Gryffindor from the fictional owner of the hat. It was discovered in the mountains of western Nats or Ghats. How would you say that? Ghats?
Ghats, yeah.
Region of southwestern India. You found a big hat-looking spider?
That is nicely far enough away.
Yeah, I don't want it.
Yeah.
Hey, guess what? I have a 30-meter limit to how close I get to that spider as well. It goes for both moose and spiders.
Right, that's the sorting hat spider viewing distance.
Yeah, the minimum.
TV Zeon, by the way, says, oh, a freaky abdomen like Kate Upton.
Zing! Nicely done. Mm-hmm. We're going to take a break. When we come back, it'll be a quick app review, and we'll do some Twitter questions. All in the service of getting Brian out of here at exactly 4:30 Mountain. Which is my goal, if it kills me, come hell or high water.
Oh, you rock, man. Thank
you. So give me your song there, buddy boy.
Sure. Well, let's go to Sweden. We talked about Sweden earlier in TMS AM. Of course, had Wendy on to talk about Sweden. We talked about Finland, too, but we don't care about them right now.
No, they suck.
The band Red Sleeping Beauty formed in Stockholm in 1989 by singer Christina Borg, because, of course, singer-guitarist Niklas Engergaard and guitarist Mikael Mattsson.
Could you give me some more stereotypic Sweden names? Or
Borg, Engergaard, and Mattsson.
That's amazing.
There's also probably a Swedish law firm of the same name.
No kidding.
I've been listening to a lot of Erasure lately. I just got a big box set that I helped support on Indiegogo called Moscow to Mars, and it is like everything you'd ever want from Erasure.
Did the actual band do the Indiegogo?
They did, yeah.
Weird.
Yeah, two of the discs in there are... you know, one of the discs is Andy Bell picking all of his favorite Erasure songs. The other one is Vince Clark picking his favorite Erasure songs. They're totally, totally all in on this whole Indiegogo thing.
Anything in there that didn't show up? Like,
Oh, that's definitely in there. Like about 8 versions of that. There's a remix disc. The thing comes with like 12 CDs.
Yeah.
One of them is like a greatest hits. Then the aforementioned picking our favorite songs, a couple live discs, a live video DVD, a book, a bunch of postcards, a bunch of posters.
Man, I used to drive around in high school in my friend's CRX Honda, and we just listened to that stuff all day.
So man, Erasure was the bomb back then, man.
Pretty great.
So
pretty
good.
Great. Yep.
So good. Anyway, I'm going to take you back there. I'm going to take you back to those heady times, Scott.
Okay. All right.
Red Sleeping Beauty from their upcoming album, We Are Magic. The new single just came out yesterday. This is brand new, courtesy of Labrador Records. This is their song, We Are Magic.
Trip through retro sounds. I love that.
Right?
Yeah. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
Very
yeah.
Erasure. That is a perfect comparison, I think.
Yeah, just different vocalist, of course. Mm-hmm. Female vocalist instead of Andy Bell's vocals. But by the way, something that just came through that's interesting.
Mm.
Obama signed into law today the BOTS Act of 2016, B-O-T-S, which prohibits the circumvention of control measures used by internet ticket sellers to ensure equitable consumer access to tickets for certain events. In other words, preventing people using bots to buy big chunks of tickets for concerts and things and events.
Ooh.
And then sell them later for more money.
That's interesting. That could have other effects, like the way people snipe things on eBay, or the
way
BlizzCon tickets get bought, things like that.
Right.
That's pretty intense.
Yeah.
Well, so there you go. Good job, I guess.
Yeah, good job, Obama. Hope Trump doesn't overturn that one.
Yeah, he might come right in and say, oh, well, let's get that one repealed.
Right.
Exactly. Why? I don't know. Just because I'm a dick. All right. Let's let's do this. I know this. Ooh, here it comes, Brian. I can feel it. Here it comes.
Flappy.
Right now, as tempting as it is to try to review Mario Run, Super Mario Run,
it's a little, a little obvious, a little too soon.
It's a little too soon. So I think what I'm going to do instead. Oh, thank you, dear. My wife brought me something. What is it? Oh, I don't know. Like maybe I'm a fat guy. I don't know what it is. Anyway, hey, I'm back. Hello, everyone. How are you? All right. So, my wife. Oh, by the way, everyone agreed with you today, honey. Mm-hmm. The heat thing, Brian especially, I've been proved wrong. So we're going to keep it at 68 and die.
Tell her that I agree that with you that 71 degrees, not your 72, but 71 degrees is good daytime temperature for the house.
Brian says 71. You put it at 70? All right, I'll live with your little compromise.
That's a good enough compromise, yeah.
25 years, man. Well, not quite. Next year. All right, what am I doing here? Okay, I'm going to recommend a game. You ready for this?
Cool, I'm ready for this.
Okay, are you all ready for this? Hold on, I'm not ready for this. Here we go, I got it. Okay, so this is an oldie but a goodie. It's an oldie but goodie. Mm-hmm. You don't want an oldie but goodie.
Not an oldie but goodie, because that means a goodie that's coming out of an old butt.
From an old butt. You know, nobody wants that in their lives.
Don't want that. Nobody wants that.
This thing is called Last Horizon, and it's older, but, and when I say older, it's this year, but it's not like it's a brand new game. So this is still a 2016 thing, but it's this little, all right, now Brian, did you ever play like Moonlander back in the day or any of those games you had to control
like
thrust?
Like Lunar Lander, yes.
Yeah, so there's something about those that have always appealed to me, and I can't quite put my finger on it. It's something about the way they feel. There's something about just kind of tapping thrust and being smart about angle and landing things just right. There's something about that kind of mechanic that has always worked for me.
Sure.
And how happy was I to find this game called Last Horizon, where you're a little ship, like a little lunar lander, that flies through random space. It's random every time that you play a game. And you try, you only have so much fuel and so much supplies and shield and stuff, and your goal is to find nearby planets, land on them, strip them of their resources to give you back fuel and stuff, and that's just by landing. You don't have to do anything else. You just land on it. You suck all the schmear out of it, and then you take off to the next planet until you find a new place for mankind to go to. That's the ultimate goal.
Wow.
So you're trying to find all of these planets, and it's hard. And it's kind of roguelike-y, but it's also very peaceful and chill. There are difficulty levels. They have flight A, B, C, X, and escape. A is the easiest, B is a little more intense, and so on all the way down the line. Escape is insane. But there are things like meteor showers suddenly. You'll be landing on what you think is a peaceful planet, and suddenly 15 red rocks come out of the heavens and try to destroy you.
Oh, man.
So it's really good.
Multiple controls then, I'm guessing, right? It's not just like Lunar Lander where you're just kind of going thrust, 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 thrust till you land, you know.
It's got left and right, but the left and right are like rotational, kind of like
asteroids.
Like asteroids, very good. Yeah. And then the landing is, and then you have a thrust button. Now, the other twist here is all the planets, you land on them kind of Mario Galaxy style in that the planet's kind of a small circle and you land on a part of the circle. And the graphics are really cool, but it's not like a giant planet, right? Mm-hmm. So when you get on one or you get near one, you sometimes get sucked into its gravity well. There are actual physics pulling on your ship, trying to pull you in directions you don't want to go because that's the way gravity works. You might end up in sort of a problem between two planets where both gravity wells are sort of fighting over which way you're going to go. And so you have to be really smart about how you're going to thrust in there. There's also black holes occasionally, and they are pulling on you like a booger. So you got to watch out for those or they're going to kill you. It's just got this zen-like quality to it. You're just in space. You're trying to save humanity. It's very simple yet kind of just cool. And I really, really like it. It's one of my favorite games of the year. So, and it costs,
wow.
I think it's like $2.99.
It is $2.99 and I'm buying it. Even though I bought Mario earlier, I'm going to buy this as well.
Oh,
it looks like it's better on the phone too. Like,
yes, I would agree. iPad is fine, except it's like you're playing a giant phone.
Yeah.
It's kind of annoying. But I think on the phone, it's a lot better. One other thing I was going to say about it, which was what? It was that. Oh, I was going to talk about you buying the Mario thing. So did I, right?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's $10, one-time shot. You get everything. It's great. I like that. However, in most iOS purchasing and Google Play purchasing, when you do things like this, That means other people on your family plan or other people who use your login within the family, like Nick and Kim and whatever, they can just go get it now, right?
They can just download it. Yeah, exactly.
I don't think they can in this case. I think
Really?
I think it makes you tie it. Once you do the purchase, I feel like it made me tie something to something so that it would only do it with me.
Oh, interesting.
And I'm not 100% on this. I haven't tried. Nick's going to try it and let me know, but I'm just throwing it out there. Just be careful. Nintendo, they don't like to let go, man. They like to lock that shit down. It's like they do with their freaking 3DS games, that if you buy them, the digital versions of them, that's great and all. You don't have to go to the store. You just download it to your device. The problem is they are tied to that device. So if your 3DS XL breaks in half or you lose it or someone steals it and you go get a new one and you go to get that game again, it doesn't care if he thinks you had it before. It's going to make you download it again. So that's a Nintendo thing. They've been doing that forever. It sucks. I'm not saying they're doing that here. I'm just saying caution, everybody. If you're hoping that 10 of you were going to have a copy of this for $10, I'm not so sure. Anyway, that's my game, Last Horizon. Go check it out.
Holy cow.
Okay. Brian, what do you got for me there? What do you got there?
All right. Well, mine's probably even older than yours, but it's a recent discovery and something that I'm using now to try and learn how to play guitar. So every once in a while, I try and pick up the guitar and try and strum through a song or the ukulele.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, not good at it.
That's awesome, though.
Just doing it.
I admire that you're doing it.
Yeah.
And
one of the things I'm using is a tool on my iPad called Chord Tracker. Yeah. This thing is so awesome. Mm. It looks at all the music in your library. You pick a song that you want, and it opens it up and analyzes it and then tells you the chords that you need to play it. And if you're using guitar, it shows you the fretting that the fingering. I don't know.
The fingering.
Shows you the finger positions on the fret of the guitar in order to play that chord. So you could actually just look at that and follow that along if you don't know your B's from your B flats and your F sharps.
By the way, the fingering was my least favorite M. Night Shyamalan movie, but go ahead.
Right? Yeah. And what's really cool is, so it's playing right now. It's playing Young Americans.
Okay.
Now, I can adjust, if I want to learn how to play this and I'm kind of a beginner, which I am, I can lower the tempo down.
Okay.
So it slows it down tremendously. I don't know if you can hear it.
Yeah, you can kind of hear that.
But it keeps the notes the same, or you can transpose it.
Oh, it weird. Little, so it's not, they're not changing the pitch. They're just changing the...
It's changing the pitch, but not speeding it up to do so, if that makes sense.
Right. It's kind of like when we were doing the drunk voice thing.
Right. Yes, yeah. Exactly. So I can say, all right, well, I'm not really good at my D's and G's, but I'm pretty good at my C's and F's or whatever.
Right.
And so you can transpose it up to a gear that you're familiar with. It's called Chord Tracker. It's made by Yamaha.
Yeah.
And
Yamaha, the keyboard
company.
People.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if you're a keyboard player instead of a guitar player, guess what? It shows you the chords that you would play on the piano as well.
Oh, no way.
So you can just look at that.
Nice.
And this is if you want to learn how to play your favorite song on a guitar, this is a great way to learn what the chords are in the song and do it from that.
That seems all right.
Yeah.
All right. I'm jealous of people who are doing things like that because they're cool and I'm not. Cool.
Oh, please. I mean, come on. You're drawing every day. I need to be doing that too. And something's got to give, Scott.
Something has to. You can only put so many marbles in that straw and they start falling out the other end.
It's totally true.
I understand.
Wow.
I know, but I don't want to blow your
mind.
The
day is a straw. Each thing you do is a marble. That's crazy.
That's right. It is crazy. Holy I've got cow. Too many marbles in my straw is what I'm saying. All right, there's your stuff. We're going to do a couple of quick Twitter questions, and they come to us at the Ask TMS Twitter hashtag. As you may know, we have a little theme for that. Here's your new energy secretary.
And you can always follow me on Twitter.
There he is. You know, the one, you know, the department he couldn't remember that he wanted to shut down.
Right, exactly. I'm going to shut down three departments. I don't know what the third one is, but I'll probably be heading it in 4 years.
EPA, something else, and then I can't remember the third one. The one you're being asked to run now. We are in Twilight Zone land.
We really are. Yeah.
Anyway, So
he's probably, Trump is probably Googling Department of Energy, and it comes up Rick Perry because he couldn't remember the name of it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he'd be a good pick. I'm going to use him.
Yeah, because he can't remember.
Right, exactly. Just, yeah.
That's perfect.
Just all right. Googling names, and that's the name I'm going to sign.
We got questions from people. This one came from Corey Smith, who says, and I don't know why, a lot of people keep asking us this, and I have to keep giving them the same answer. When are we going to get a new segment on Monday after Steven, since Veronica left? I kind of like that Monday's a little more chill.
Mm-hmm. It's a little lighter, yeah.
I'm in no rush to, like, fill that up, man. Mm-hmm. Like, we actually end on time. It's kind of a little more time with Steven on topics we like. Like, it's not right. Like, I mean, I miss Veronica. And the second she said, hey, I can come back on Mondays, of course, the red carpet's out.
Welcome her back with open arms.
But
sure.
I think we're going to leave that hole unfilled for now. I don't feel like a major compelling reason why not to. By the way, I bought a Fitbit. Yeah. Sorry, I'm all over the place here. I think I got a small and didn't know they had sizes.
It does it not fit around your wrist?
It does. It does.
Is your hand turning blue?
It's the last two notches that it fits. That seems bad. It seems like that's not going to work well
for
me.
Unfit. It does. It's a not fit bit. It's an unfit bit.
It's an unfit bit. Damn it. All right. We'll have to figure that out.
Looks like Kim got a new Fitbit.
Yeah, maybe. Anyway, so any plans, blah, 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 you know the deal. All right, Peter Fisher says, I have got a great question for Scott Johnson today. Wait, Rogue Run is starting. Bye. All right, well, thanks, dude. That was great. John Jagger, friend of the program.
Oh, yeah.
Fellow podcaster says, hey, Scott, how much Ragnaros is too much Ragnaros? Mm. Well, I got the box right here. Here, Brian, I haven't sent you video. I'll send you video of this.
Oh, send me video.
Yeah, yeah. Here you go.
You can still do that. That's still a thing you can do.
Totally do it.
Oh, look at that.
There's my box.
It really came in a cereal box.
Yeah,
looking
it has
thing. That's
like
brilliant.
A fake ingredients on the side. It has a little maze on the back for kids to play, except the maze is actual molten core from original WoW.
Wow.
The tagline is by fire be purged, or by fiber, because in this game it's by fire be purged. And inside was actual cereal, but it was Fruit Loops.
And even, really? So they actually put cereal around the...
It was full of cereal. It had a prize inside. Like they went nuts with it. It was so cool. It's the nicest thing. So play Heroes of the Storm. It's never been better. And Ragnaros is awesome in it.
That's cool.
And they sent me this. Yes, right? I'm not trying to... This isn't like me going, and I have no idea what this is, but people ought to be playing that. No, I know what this is. Fully recognize that I got a cool thing in the mail from the team over there. Here's one from... Stumpwater Jack says, just landed home for Xmas in Orange County. What should I eat first, Brian? We know what
Orange
you do.
Orange County?
Yeah,
In-N-Out Burger.
Yeah, we know that's what you do. But what if he lives where... We don't know where Stumpwater Jack's
where In-N-Out Burger is constantly.
Yeah.
So wait. So he went to Orange County, now he's back home?
Now he's back... No, he's
well, back home is Orange County.
Home is in, this is where he was raised, so he's visiting for Christmas, is what it sounds like to me.
Oh, gotcha, okay.
I don't think, because he would know where to eat if he lived there, you know?
Right, that's what seemed like a weird
it's
question.
Throwing me off, too.
But why would he ask his, I mean, I don't know what else there is in Orange County. I guess go to Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles, right?
Yeah, that's always good. I always hear good things about that.
Mm-hmm, that was good. That's a weird question, Mega Man.
Here's a good one for you.
Send you to the Wadaw Womb.
The Wadaw Womb. Let's hear it. Now we got
to
hear it.
We may be able to locate another energy emission from the radar room.
The Wadaw Womb.
Wadaw Womb.
That's a good question.
All right. Hey, here's one for you.
Sure.
Brian, pop quiz hotshot. Name five. This is literally what they say. Five. Name five songs where the opening lyrics are also the title of the song.
Oh, well, 90% of the stuff by the Beatles.
Yeah,
hey,
that's
Jude.
True.
Eleanor Rigby.
Yep.
She Loves You.
Mm-hmm.
I Want to Hold Your Hand.
Yep.
Help.
Help. Help. So it's all
there. You go. I even kept it all in one band.
Is Closing Time start with Closing Time?
Yes, it does.
Okay. How about nope, that's not right. I can't
give
think
away
of any
by
others.
The Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh,
does.
Yeah, Give It Away. You're right. You're right.
Other things that we've mentioned recently.
Yeah. Oh, well, you nailed that. That was too easy.
Yeah.
How about another softball?
It was funny because we played a game, and the reason this came up is because a buddy of mine and I were driving to Vegas for a trivia thing, and along the way, we we would pop in covers, and the first person to name what the original song was would get a point. And anytime a Beatles song would come up, the first lines in the Beatles song are the title of the song. Nice. So it'd be like, oh, well, that's Eleanor Rigby.
All right, well, you win then. Yeah. Has Mr. Johnson asks Bill, that's my dad's name, has Mr. Johnson seen Netflix's Longmire show? It seems like something he would like. Well, I did indeed, and I watched it before it left A&E or whoever owned it, and then got picked up by Netflix, and I'm a little behind by two seasons. However, I really like that show a lot, and you're right, it is totally up my alley. I like it a lot. Okay, here we go. Wind Magus asks us, I'll ask you this, Brian, hypothetical Back to the Future reboot. Who do you cast? If set in the present day, what year does the hero go back to?
Oh, wow. All right, so you're Doc and Marty.
Yep, Doc and Marty, that's the number one deal. The Spider-Man kid may have what it takes, by the way.
He seems, Tom Holland?
Yeah, he seems pretty good.
He would be a pretty good Marty, yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. Just throwing that out. But yeah.
All right, who do you get? Boy, who do you get as your Doc?
Maybe he could still do it. Do you have to recast him?
No, have you seen him recently?
He looks like a withered old weed. That's
yeah, somebody rented out their room in their house to Christopher Lloyd.
Really? Oh,
all right. I'm gonna admit that it was on a recent Big Bang Theory.
Look how slow you were to admit it.
If I would have thought about it, I probably would have said, I don't know, I haven't seen Christopher Lloyd in anything recently. I still, you know what, we still put the show on. We don't, you know, there's so many far better things we could be watching. I'm introducing Tina to Rick and Morty.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Doc and Marty.
Yeah. What'd she think of that?
We just saw the Meeseeks and Destroy episode.
Mr. Meeseeks, I think we need to get out of here.
He's trying.
That is such a good episode.
It really is. All right. So I want Gary Busey as Doc.
Oh my Lord. Done. The conversation's over. You just did it. That's
I've
amazing.
I got some plutonium in my garage. We don't need to steal it from anybody. The Albanians, whatever. I got plutonium
it.
Right here.
I freaking love it. He probably won't do it, but I love it.
Right. And then you go back to you'd probably do something like going back to the 70s. You'd have to, right?
70s would be good, yeah. 80s, yeah, 80s is too on the nose with like the original and that being the current day for them. Like, I don't like that. Right. But mid-70s would be good.
Because you need somebody who's going to play the younger, or I mean, you need Carrie Busey to play the younger Doc.
Yeah. And you need to be able to, like, you need to have zero cell phones, not even the big thick ones. You need to have bad pants and...
Right,
and
exactly.
All the hair and the sideburns and the whatnot.
Exactly.
I totally agree with you.
And you'd still get the stuff with like, groovy? What is all this groovy stuff you're talking about?
Yeah.
Do things have grooves in the future?
What's going on? All right. Here's a bummer. Why is that not working? Oh, there it is. Okay, final question. You ready for this one?
Yep.
Let's see. Jim. I'll do two. Jim Willis asked, "What happened to the Ice Worm mashups?" You have to ask Ice Worm at Ice Worm on Twitter. Ask him. I don't know.
And while you're at it, ask Freakish Lemon.
Yeah, what's he doing? What's he going? You know, he's got talent. All right, how about this one?
Send me a Christmas card.
This is interesting.
Time to send me a Christmas card, but not enough time to do a mashup.
There's a Twitter account called Test Match Special. Saying that you can use the hashtag AskTMS to ask BBC Cricket questions. F you guys.
Test match special.
You don't get to just come swinging in here and taking our business. All right.
Cricket. They're probably wondering, why are we getting questions about people hammering nails into their penises?
This is very weird. All right. Final question then. This is an older one. We'll take it though. What is the name of your ska band? Ask Stumpwater Jack.
Oh, wow.
What would you name it?
Skankerville.
Really?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Sure.
Skankerville.
Well, I did an episode of Coverville called Skaverville, but it seems a little too on the nose. I mean, you got your skankin'. It's got to be something skankin'.
Yeah.
Like the skankin' pickles or the skankin'.
Were they called the Skankin' Pickles?
There was a band called the Skankin' Pickles, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Pickle Skank. Hoobaskank.
Hoobaskank. Would be my...
I don't know, but anytime I dropped a new album, you'd have to pick it up, pick it up, pick it up.
That's my mine would be mine is pretty good. I'm going to do Rocket Horse Butt. That's the name of my band. Nailed it.
Excellent. Nailed it.
Nailed it. All right. Well done, everybody. Let's be out of here. Been fun. Brian, I'm really excited for your movie thoughts when you get out, so send me a text.
Me too.
Let me know how
it
goes.
I will. I'll send you a very spoiler-free text.
Don't forget, we can be found at patreon.com/TMS. The show is now live every morning at 8 a.m. Pacific time. That's 9 p.m. Mountain time, or a.m. Sorry. And right here at twitch.tv/frogpants. And you can also catch everything else we do and the podcast links and everything else over at frogpants.com/TMS. All right. You got some music for me to take us out?
I do. One last request for the week.
Mm.
And it comes to us as I scroll. It comes to us from Brisbane, Australia. Chris out there says, "Hey guys, this is a cover of one of my favorite Christmas songs. It conveys what Christmas is like in Australia. It's still about family and love, but it's stupidly hot rather than a traditional white Christmas. In particular, this highlights the importance of family." The original is by Tim Minchin, Australian comedian, who is definitely worth looking into.
Oh, cheers, guys. He's hilarious, by the way, that guy.
He is hilarious,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Why do I think he was in a movie too recently that I saw?
I don't know.
He wasn't in Love Actually or something, like a little bit part. No.
Maybe.
Anyway.
No.
Cheers, guys, and Merry Christmas. Happy Holidays. Signed, Chris from Brisbane, Australia.
Nice.
All right. So the cover, the original is by Tim Minchin. This is a 6-minute song. So tuck in. Tuck in with your bonzer mate. Mm. And the cover is by Kate Miller Heidecke. And comes from her Best Of album that came out this year. It is Tim Minchin's White Wine in the Sun.
Ooh, that sounds lovely. Here it is. We'll see you guys on Monday.
I really like Christmas. It's sentimental, I know. But I just really like it. I'm hardly religious. I'd rather break bread with Dawkins than Desmond Tutu, to be honest. And yes, I have all of the usual objections to consumerism, the commercialization of an ancient religion, and the westernization of a dead Palestinian press ganged into selling PlayStations and beer. But I still really like it. I'm looking forward to Christmas. Though I'm not expecting a visit from Jesus, I'll be seeing my dad, my brother and sisters, my gran and my mom. They'll be drinking white wine in the sun. I don't believe just 'cause ideas are tenacious, it means that they're worthy. And I get freaked out by churches. Some of the hymns that they sing have nice chords, but the lyrics are dodgy. And yes, I have all of the usual objections to the miseducation of children who in tax-exempt institutions are taught to externalize blame and to feel ashamed and to judge things as plain right or wrong. But I quite like the songs. I'm not expecting big presents. The old combination of socks, jocks, and chocolates is just fine by me. 'Cause I'll be seeing my dad, my brother and sisters, my gran and my mum. They'll be drinking white wine in the sun. I'll be seeing my dad, my brother and sisters, my grandpa, my mum. They'll be drinking white wine in the sun. And you, my baby girl, my jet-lagged infant daughter, you'll be handed around the room like a puppy at a primary school. And you won't understand, you will learn someday that wherever you are and whatever you face, these are the people who make you feel safe in this world. My sweet blue-eyed girl, you'll know. Your brothers and sisters, your dad and your mom will be waiting for you in the sun. When Christmas comes, your brothers and sisters, your aunts and your uncles, your grandparents, cousins, your dad and your mom, we'll be drinking white wine in the sun, waiting for you in the sun, waiting for you. I really like Christmas. It's sentimental, I know.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Yes. Get more at frogpants.com.
Really, really
like that song.